It's rolling green hills and patches of thick timber down here in southeast Iowa. Part-time farmer Gary Clicker walks through knee-high grass to a gully on his land.
It was always a gully here, but it was nothing like this.
The gully has deepened as large amounts of rain have sent a lot of his soil downstream and into the Des Moines River. The river, which enters the state in the northwest corner and exits near here, carries 23% of Iowa's water runoff.
If I'd had all these hillsides and row crop and been tilling them every year, it would have been much, much deeper.
Most of Clicker's land is in the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. He gets paid by the feds to leave his land and grass and keeps more of the soil on his land. That's how he's at least partly addressing the fertilizer and nitrate issue. And he says he understands why most farmers rely so heavily on fertilizer.
So you have to cut a corner somewhere, and it's worth the extra investment in extra fertilizer and so on. Fence row to fence row, nobody likes to do that. But if you have to pay for the land and actually stay there, you're going to do it. If there's nothing to stop you, you're going to do it.
And that has officials in the state's largest city, Des Moines, concerned. Des Moines Mayor Frank County, a Democrat, stands by the Des Moines River in the heart of the city's downtown. The water that passes through the city eventually ends up in the Gulf of Mexico, helping create a polluted dead zone about the size of Connecticut. County recalls a conversation he had a few years ago with the mayor of New Orleans.
He had essentially said to me, you know what we call that point where the Mississippi dumps into the Gulf of Mexico? And we call it Little Iowa. He thought it was funny, and at the moment I kind of thought it was funny, but it really is sort of a sobering statement.
But the nitrate concerns also hit closer to home. The Des Moines and nearby Raccoon River supply drinking water to the 500,000 residents of the Des Moines metro. Nitrate levels got so high earlier this summer that it cost $7,000 a day to remove the nitrates from the water to meet drinking water quality standards. Des Moines Water Works General Manager Bill Stowe says if farmers are not held accountable and regulated, Des Moines Water Works could violate the Clean Water Act.
The idea that self-regulation and the current system somehow will lead to optimal economic and environmental protection just is ludicrous based upon history and based upon the very real fact that our drinking water sources right now are being directly threatened.
I firmly believe we need to get this started on a volunteer basis. We need to get buy-in here.
That's John Lawrence. He's the associate dean at the Ag School at Iowa State University. He helped write the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy. And he says the practices and costs in the plan are intended to be attractive to farmers.
If we're still having the same discussion in, I don't know if that number is 5 years or 10 years or whatever, it's going to be a much more uncomfortable discussion.
Right now, Iowa Department of Agriculture estimates about 700 farms are already doing conservation practices outlined in the reduction strategy. USDA estimates there are about more than 90,000 farms of various sizes in Iowa. And the legislature made $22 million over 5 years available to support water quality practices. But farmers are not on the hook. There is no state regulation compelling them to change. But that does not mean farmers are not making changes. On a hot summer day, Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey and Governor Terry Branstad, both Republicans, survey a wetland on a farm near the central Iowa town of Winterset.
So how many tile lines are running in here?
The runoff from the farm pools in this wetland. The nitrates are reduced by almost 70%. Wetlands like this are among the strategies the state is promoting farmers to use to reduce nitrates before water leaves the farm. The challenge, Secretary Northey says, is to engage farmers.
They don't get credit for it changing, but they certainly don't get penalized as well. But they engage because it's the right thing to do, and we give them the tools that work in their operations to make it happen.
Secretary Northey also helped draft the nutrient reduction strategy. Critics say the strategy was too heavily influenced by industrial ag groups, but the Environmental Protection Agency applauds the strategy. Carl Brooks is a regional administrator with the EPA. He says the agency needs to see year by year how these practices are making a difference. He says if the state is not making progress, officials might have to change the program to make adjustments.
It's entirely possible that, you know, the ag producers themselves, once they're committed into this, are going to want to make it succeed.
That's the case for farmer Tim Smith. He farms more than 800 acres outside of Eagle Grove in north central Iowa, closer to the Des Moines River's headwaters. Smith drives his faded old red pickup truck across his land to a creek that cuts through his property. The water eventually flows into the Des Moines River. The farm's been in his family since the late 1800s, and he says he never thought about nitrate levels in the more than 35 years he's been farming. That is, until someone came and tested his water. His nitrates were really high.
So that really opened my eyes to what was going on and realizing I was part of the problem, even though I was doing what I thought was, you know, the best I could do.
Smith now plants a third crop, cover crops. He uses rye. It holds the nitrates in the field. Also, instead of plowing the whole field, he just plows strips. It's called strip tilling. That reduces soil erosion. Now, when officials test his water, he's not embarrassed. His levels have come down significantly, and he's pleased with his results and offers a warning to farmers.
The Iowa nutrient reduction strategy is voluntary, but it's not optional. It's something farmers need to do. If farmers don't step up the plate and be proactive, there will be changes coming, I believe.
Changes that could force farmers to watch what they send downstream. In Eagle Grove, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.